Yo, welcome to Slay and Chill. We talk sports, life, art, and chill. In this episode, I'm spotlighting Zach Davis, next up athlete, repping at MMA, ATT OKC gym out of Oklahoma City. Just press play, y'all. Hey, it's going to be a great one. Press play. This is a live version of our Instagram. So everybody that tuned in on Instagram, you all appreciate it. With no further ado, let's have some fun on this one. Next up episode with Zach Davis. Let's go. Local guy buys houses. Like I say, I'm just super excited to be able to get this stuff together, this content. There he is right there. MMA, jiu-jitsu, selling homes. I'm like, when you get time to train, bro? So we just going to have him in the arena, man, real quick, and just going to have a little fun with this. We got Zach Davis, local guy, buys homes. We're going to tap all the way into this and learn a little bit more about this and how this even became his current journey. He does a lot. I didn't know that he was doing this though. What's going on, bro?
What up, brother? What up? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you, kid.
This thing's kind of messed up. Give me one sec.
Yes. Everybody that's new to this, y'all got the little paper plane down there. This is when you go spam all your friends. Everybody that you see is online, you share it out to them so we can get Zach, so we can have some fun with this one. So if anybody else got any questions, anything like that, y'all can definitely tap in and show some love.
What's up, though, Sam? It's good to see you, brother.
Man, it's good to see you as well, man. How's everything going your way, man? What you sipping on?
Really good. Huh?
What you sipping on there? You had a little bitty cup, man.
Man, I'm addicted to espressos.
Okay.
Like, real good espressos. So, like, I'll show you real quick. He's back there working, but there's this place called Tabby Coffee over here on Council on the north side, and it's an organic espresso place, and you know, you and I are all about like that organic life. So it's really smooth and it's local. So, you know, keeping it local, and I love to get my work in at public spaces.
I definitely can dig that, man. So speaking on work, what you do, man? You going to talk to us a little bit about Local Guys Buy Homes, man?
Man, Local Guy Buys Houses. My brother Tez and his business partner started it in 2016, and I've been working for them for about 2 years. And basically what I do is invest in real estate. So whether that means wholesaling a property or buying and holding a property as far as renting it out or maybe even flipping it to make money that way. I saw someone comment on here, Mr. Tex Steph, and he was someone that we met virtually in San Antonio, and he helped us with a deal with Local Guys. So we work mainly in Oklahoma, Texas, Florida, Arizona, things like that. So I do that on the daily, and then I'm a realtor as well. So a standard realtor that lists homes and, you know, helps someone buy a home. And then, like you said earlier, I train MMA and jiu-jitsu. So as far as when I have time, it's just every day's a go. I mean, I think I was on the go a little before 8 today. I have made time for this meeting. I've got a couple more, and then we've got training at 5:30. So it's just always going.
Okay. So you're here, next up athlete. I know you've been doing a lot of big things, and I appreciate you taking time out your schedule like this. So my first question for you is, why MMA and jiu-jitsu? Because like I told them in my story, I coached you college. You know what I'm saying? We were playing basketball. I was like, bro, like, how you go from this to the hoop sessions to transitioning into from that highlight tape? I was like, ooh, wee, I got to make sure I'm on point with this because I do not want him coming from my head. Like, hold on now.
Man, first off, I just appreciate you. As far as the coaching basketball, I mean, I will say one thing. You already saw when I was having to do full-time everything plus a passion. So you already know what that looks like. So I guess I'm pretty used to it as far as just stretching out thin to do the things that I love. But Man, a little over a year ago, my wife, she started doing Muay Thai. So she was doing Muay Thai training, which is a bunch of kicks and stuff like that. She was getting into it. And then my friend Tez, the one that started the company, he was doing jiu-jitsu. He had me come to a class. I really liked the gym. Mm-hmm. I really didn't like the gym my girl was at the time, because just how some of the things were lacking.
Yeah.
So I had her try out American Top Team OKC. That's where we train now. And she loved it. And we started about a year ago and started doing the jiu-jitsu daily, 5 to 6 days a week, and just really fell in love with it. And then in May, she had her first MMA fight. And then it sparked it in me to say, okay. And then I had a fight within less than 3 months. So really, as far as why, I guess just seeing them get into it, watching my wife do it. And then I started getting striking privates, like boxing lessons and stuff, from my striking coach, Shakir, and just started building the confidence. I mean, kind of like anything, it's just being in the lab. So like basketball, I didn't start out being as confident as I was when you and I were playing. But you saw me a lot of times in there with no one else in there. And that's kind of the approach I took with the MMA as well, was just putting in the work. And I've always been humble. So I just go, get beat up, get choked out, and keep going and get better at it. And then it showed. I mean, unfortunately, I did lose at the end of the third round, but I was this close. So I'm really excited to get back in there before the end of the year.
That's definitely what's up, man. Like I said, I just seen the highlight tape. I seen the pictures of you. I'm like, okay, I see you there. I'm like, you all chiseled. Mm-hmm. You all chiseled up. What's your weight now, bro? Like,
man, that's something else. I know you kind of, sorry about this. I'm trying to charge my phone too.
Hey, don't even worry.
I know, man, that you really kind of started bringing up like the vegan stuff to me a while back. And I watched what you were eating. And then, my wife got into it, and we tried to go vegan. Of course, we're not full vegan or anything like that. I like to use the term plant forward. So we eat plants mostly, but I still, you know, diversify my palate and stuff like that. But that diet helped with the training. It's having me sit at like one, if I'm being good, like 155, 158, if I'm chilling, like 165. But when I was fighting that day, I weighed in at 145 pounds.
What? 145?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
But 20-pound cut, I guess, is pretty average. And I usually hang out under 160. So it was only about 15 pounds. So it wasn't something that was terrible. I definitely felt it, but it wasn't something that was, like, just killing me or nothing like that. You just have to be strict. And I started out far enough out that it was just consistency more than anything.
Wow, so you said 3 months and you was into the fight, and that was it? Like,
well, I mean, from the day I got in the cage, I had been training almost a year total.
Okay.
But from the moment I told them I wanted to fight was at the end of May, and then they had me a fight at the end of August. So it was pretty fast. And my coach, he was like, I think it took him 2 weeks, and he told me he had a fight planned. So it wasn't something that didn't take very long, you know, it was real quick.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
But it's been great. I was just talking to him about it up here at the coffee shop. I had so much fun. Like, it was just so much fun. I couldn't get over it. So I'm definitely getting in there again.
Man, like I say, I'm just excited for you, just because it's something that you love to do. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't mm-hmm. have, I know, those sages, that them archers definitely don't, once they make it a task and a mission, they definitely go ahead and stick to it until they make sure it's on point.
Yeah, I'm pretty obsessive like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've gotten into other things as well. And like, I always just go all the way, even like this real estate. So right now my life, the cool thing about it is all I do is, you know, hang out with my loved ones and my dogs, sell real estate, and then train. So it's pretty nice. It just takes a lot of hard work, a lot of behind the scenes stuff. A lot of consistency.
Yeah, I say. So so what's next for you, man, when it comes to MMA?
Man, like I said, I should have got that win, but I think every time in my life I've learned my toughest lessons that way. So, you know, my college history and stuff like that, it was a real journey. But what's next is I'm hoping to get in there around my birthday, so the end of November, show out, get that W, and then whatever's next. I mean, it's something I've been enjoying doing. I don't know if it's something that, you know, I stick with for years and you see me fighting for years to come, but I was amazed at how much fun it was. So it's something I'm sticking with right now for sure.
That's definitely what's up. Do you have any fighter on the menu right now? Or like on, you know, like, all right, cool, this is who I want. Or, oh, I want the rematch with that person who beat me. Or is it just like you just worried about getting into shape right now and then y'all worry about the fight later?
I mean, honestly, I don't think it matters. I think that was something that helped me a lot, was like not getting caught up in that as far as who it is, what they're about, those type of things, because I can only control what I can control. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really not worried about it. I mean, I'm assuming since I had a fight, it'll be someone that's had a fight or someone that is, you know, had one or two fights, something, someone newer, because they usually try to match you up skill level wise, but I could really care less. I mean, it's cool to see the picture, but I really don't mind who it is. I mean, we spar with killers every day at my gym, so it really doesn't matter.
I feel that, man. I definitely do feel that. Let me see what else I got to ask you.
And good questions, bro. I appreciate you having them.
Hey, man, we just having fun. If anybody out there that's in the arena have a question for him, tap in. So what gym do you train at?
So it's American Top Team OKC. So it's on Britain and Penn.
What is it again? I'm writing it down.
American Top Team OKC. I'll tag him in these comments real quick if I can.
Yeah, that's what I'll say.
I tagged it in the comments. But, yeah, my coach that runs the gym, his name's Giuliano, so we call him Coach G. He's from Brazil. He's a black belt. He teaches us all the jiu-jitsu and stuff like that and strength and conditioning. And then Shakir, he's on Instagram too. He's my striking coach and one of my really good friends. And then we've got a wrestling coach named Danny. And then we have a striking MMA coach named Emily, who actually just won the title on Friday. So she won the strawweight title for Invicta. So we've got some killers. You can look it up on ESPN. She had like knockout of the year already.
Mm, we got a question for you right there. I'm going to definitely tap into her. Send me her information and we could give her a follow if we don't already. What's your thoughts on the Woodley versus Paul fight?
Man, I was just talking to the dude here about it. That's usually how they expect you to come out in some of your first fights is super hesitant. And I just feel like Woodley was hesitant. I mean, he was pretty hesitant on his hands. He dropped some bombs, but I'm no one to say because I'm not a professional. I haven't been doing it forever, but I think he was being hesitant. And if he would have peppered him a little more with some jabs to set up those combos, he probably could have dropped him. But it seemed like maybe he got stuck a couple times that made him reconsider too. But all in all, I mean, I wasn't impressed at all as far as like the striking, but it's cool to watch. I was hoping Woodley got it though.
I didn't watch it. I seen some highlights from the beginning. I thought Woodley was going to win it. But then, you know,
he's just a little hesitant. I mean, it comes though when you're doing something new. I get it, but yeah, not for me.
Understood. Great question. Yeah, man. Like I said, I didn't want to take too much of your time, man. But definitely let us know. Okay. So you told us your diet. How many times a week are you working out?
Man, we train Monday through Thursday for the jiu-jitsu. And then Saturday we have like a workout in the morning. And then we have two or three classes after that. So I guess you could say about 5 days, but a lot of times on Fridays we run sprints as well. So it varies, but I'm looking at 5 to 6 days a week and mostly from about 5:30 to 8 every night. So that time's really blocked off for my schedule, but on average, probably 5 days, but train quite a bit. And then when it's fight camp time, a lot of 2-a-days and things like that. Cause I just had my first fight camp. I just experienced it.
Okay. This should sound very interesting, man. Like I said,
it's fun, man. I mean, it's nothing too much. It's really cool to learn something new, but I'm like at the bottom of a lot of stuff when I go to learn it. So that's, I guess, the most fun part. And then just being competitive. And then of course, with the fighting, it wasn't something I thought I was going to for sure do, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I know a lot of people wouldn't step in there, and then the people that do, you just have to do nothing but respect them. I mean, even though I took the L, I respect the hell out of the dude I fought. It was a battle, and seeing all the other battles was dope too, being a part of it.
Yeah, that's dope. Didn't you say, we got another question in there right there. What was Fight Camp like? Who's trying to join?
Man, Fight Camp, I was blessed. I mean, I had people walking me through it. So as far as diet, my wife takes care of that. So she makes sure that we're eating good and things like that. So my diet was pretty strict, but mainly just the output and the recovery. So I was training 2-a-days and things like that quite a bit. So I'd have like a private with my striking coach, and then like a private with my MMA coach, and then still have class and things like that. So I had to make sure I was getting my work in as far as like my real estate business, making sure to get those 2 or 3 times a day in, and then also, getting to recover, you know, cryo, those Normatec boots, ice baths, icing, hot baths, all that type of stuff. So I would say with the dedication and the consistency of it, it's not too bad. But it could take a toll on you, because I mean, the last 3 months of my life just flew by, and that was just me getting in shape, just making sure I was good. So it's definitely something that I would recommend. I mean, it's fun. It really is.
That's big time, man. I'm excited. Thank you all for the dope questions, man. Pint Glass Football, I seen you tap in from Oregon. We got Bowls Deep and stuff from Texas. Thank y'all for tuning in. We got amateur MMA fighter Zach Davis in the arena on this one right here. He said, do what it take.
Yeah, all the time.
Your fight was in Arkansas, so you ain't no telling where this one is and going to be in December, right?
Yeah, it could be Arkansas, Oklahoma. I mean, it could be Missouri. They're random where they're at, but the Texarkana, it's peak fighting, and they have a bunch down there. So I may be back there. I never know, but I'm excited. It's cool to train for it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I bet, man. I was excited too. I was watching up until the fight, all of the just all of it, because it's a totally different realm. So it's pretty dope seeing you go through the process, man, and come in and share your story with us. Did I lose him? Still won't get in that cage, I bet. Hey, Zach, jump out, man, and come back. No disrespect. I'm going to have to kick him up out of here. Okay, man, Zach Davis, that his name is Pat, is pinned. This goddamn incense. Got me choking up over here. I'm like, ooh-wee. I guess I had too much money in the air. That's the scent of the incense. Too much money was in the air, I guess. Woo. Whew. Man, Zach Davis was in the arena, everybody. Thank y'all all for tuning in. Slay and Chill. We talk sports, life, art, and chill. So a lot of y'all see my videos with me working on my basketball, because I have clients that I actually train. All right, he's back. So I got people that I actually train. So that's what that's for. But I still want to touch on other sports. That's why whenever I see a different sport, we got a dollar sign on that sports right there. Zach Davis is back.
My bad. I've got a few more minutes.
Oh, you good, man. You good. So, yeah, he says, it ain't just my service, LOL. I ain't no freezing today. Oh, yeah, man, whatever. Hey, we working on it, brother. We working on it. Zach is at, he's definitely at a location there. What's the name of the place you're at one more time?
Tawbi Coffee. So Tawbi. It's an organic coffee place in Oklahoma City.
I'm going to have to go tap in and check that out.
Yeah, I don't know if you drink espresso, but they've got teas and things like that too.
Definitely like to tap into that tea cabinet that they may have over there. Bowls Deep said he trained for 15 years, still won't get in a cage.
a lot of people say that. I mean, like I said, I got some killers in my gym that have trained for that long. That's just not for them. And that's not a bad thing. It's just, it's not what they want to do.
Yeah. Once I seen you do it, I was like, oh, this brother's a different breed there. Cause I'm sitting there. I had worked out with a couple of guys, and to see what they go through, I'm like, bro, I'm not getting in the cage with that dude. I'm like, bro, I'm like, how long? Yeah, I was like, cause I was training with a guy who was about to go fight, and dude was like, all right, I'm gonna keep it to 22% on you. Channel 22 News, right? Bruh, I was like, how long is this match? I was sitting back trying to dodge, pull some rope-a-dope Muhammad Ali stuff. He was walking up to me on the Mike Tyson shit, boy. He grabbed me. It was a wrap. I was like, get me up out of here. But yes.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Yeah. I feel like anything, if you would have took someone that never hooped before and you took him to the gym, you'd wear him out. So it's just part of it.
Yeah, he definitely took advantage of me that day. Not in that way either, y'all. Some of y'all got bad minds, so I just had to let that be known. But yeah, man, like I said, I just appreciate you, man. So everybody, we got a double up edition today. We got some MMA, and then we could get you a home for real.
Yeah, seriously though. I mean, we wrapped up one this morning. We bought a house in Norman, and then I think we listed one yesterday. And then, like I said, I'm still working now, and then headed to training. So it's something we do every day.
That's definitely what's up, man. Anybody out there need a house, man? Tap in, man. What's your count? So all they gotta do is hit you up right there in the DM, right? They can.
Yeah, for sure. And then also, Tez, he's commented on here. He's, like I said, the owner of the company. He has a course coming out soon for anyone that's trying to get into this investing and learn about it. And I think it's for a flat fee, and you can be a part of it. So gotcha. You can definitely reach out to his Instagram and see all the details on that.
Which Tez is it? I think we had two. One was Tex and one was Tez.
Yeah, it's not Tex. It's Tez, the Tez Arbertha.
Okay, I got it right there.
Yep. All if right. you tap in with him, he's got that course coming out, and that's going to show you what we're doing on a daily basis.
That's definitely what's up. I was just talking to one of my podcast hosts. I was like, yo, we got to have bread coming in from different areas of life, man. So I'm definitely I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. So y'all just let me know. Soul ain't for sale. So,
I would definitely tap into it because I have people ask me every day, you know, how to get started and how they can learn and those type of things. And that's literally the way. I mean, he's setting up basically a school for it, and it could really show you. And then me personally, yeah, they can DM me, ask me any questions or things like that. I'm always recruiting.
That's what's up, man. Well, y'all definitely heard it here first, man. Like I say, I didn't want to take too much of your time, man, but I just wanted to touch on, you know, I'm saying time is money. So you got to talk to us a little bit about some homes. You got to talk to us about your training, what you used to do. We got a little throwback-ish of you as well when it came to from basketball to MMA. I just, like
Which
I said.
The basketball is still there. Don't get it twisted.
I thought you hung up the sneakers. It's like, no, bro. I'm just focused on these gloves.
We need to for somebody.
Hey, that's my guy, man. We quick story, man. We ended up hooping together in like, was it a 3-on-3 tournament? Is that how initially connection?
Yeah, it was a 3-on-3 in Norman. Yep. That's how it started.
Yep. I met him. I was like, who is this white dude over here giving out buckets? We just left hand real quick. And just kept that connection, man. He ended up coming to play for me in college, and it was dope, man. So like I said, I got to
really we had some battles too.
Yes, we did.
Some of those schools we went to. So
man, boy, that's a totally different episode right there. I don't like I said.
Oh,
I,
yeah, that's.
Hey, what was the worst we got beat, man? You remember what that game I'm talking about? No, we only had five players, bro.
But I don't like talking about that.
I don't like talking about. Hey, we gotta have talk. You gotta talk about.
Terrible, bro.
Hey, that I know. But the thing is, people don't understand that. Like, we didn't have a whole team. We had five players, bro, and one of them got hurt. Like, the other team didn't let up.
That was a tough one. That was probably the toughest one. honestly. That was probably the toughest one. I had a lot more fun ones than that.
Hey, but the thing is, it's so beautiful where we get to talk about all that. You know what I'm saying? The highs and the lows, to see all of that, because, man, our journey's not over. Because, yes, we did get smacked that game, but then we came back and we smacked the team that was after that. So
yeah, for sure. And then just always being undermanned was always tough. We would go play people at 15 people rosters, and, you know, there'd be six of us.
Six of us, bro. A college basketball game. Hey, y'all feel what I'm saying? Like, six people. I was like, y'all gonna make me be a player coach for real out there, man. But
man, seriously though. But those days were super fun, getting to hoop, and especially you coaching and stuff was a fun experience.
Yeah, that was super dope, man. Big things is in the works for us though, man. Like I said, now podcaster, we got a whole network, man. So keep me up.
I see that. I remember when you were starting at the beginning. So
a bunch of these guys that's on here in the comments, part of the network, Pint Glass Football, all the way up in Oregon, man. Sam and Matt, like I said, we've been growing and grinding, man. So big things in the works, man. So keep me in tune when it comes to your next up and coming, everything outside of, but the MMA, we definitely want to follow your journey on there, man. Like I say, win, lose, or draw, man. I want to make sure you good. But big things is definitely in the works, man. So thank you for giving us an MMA edition today. People was getting tired of basketball. They was like, bro, can we talk about something else? I was like, all right, I got something for y'all. Got something for him. Did I lose him again? Bruh, I don't know. We got to do a survey and see all the people's services, cell phone service when they get on the pod. Who's your service to? Man, I guess that was time on that one right there, y'all. Big things is in the works, man. But we just finishing up a quick episode. Thank y'all for tuning in to a live edition. So everybody that was in there that actually commented, y'all actually had y'all names and businesses and brands shouted out on that one right there. So yes, on this episode of Slay and Chill, we had next up MMA artist, Zach Davis in the arena. Y'all could go give him a follow. Thank you so very much. Y'all go give him a follow so we can build his brand and continue to follow him. Next time you fight, I want to get that Slay and Chill banner on your trunks, bro. We had a female boxer, Morgan Farrell. She got silver medal off at the Golden Glove competition. She had the Slay and Chill on her trunks. Got to get that Slay and Chill banner in the back there, man. I ain't ducking and dodging you bowls deep. That's my time. So thank you all for tuning in. I'm Sam the Archer Weber. You could go follow my personal account. I had to create another personal account. So Archer Almighty Instagram, go follow that. Let's start the chill sesh. I know, right? I'm like, I can't do what you trying to do on this one. No, I got some kids, moms that like my training videos. And I don't want to be like, hold on, Coach Weber, you got it up in smoke over here. I'm like, I was like, hold on, let's go to Elevated. Let's just go to the next other platform. But thank you all for tuning in to the live version of Slay and Chill. You all were dope. Let me go ahead and shout everybody out. I'm gonna go back in. I got like 2 minutes left. So shout out to Bowls Deep and stuff. Go give them a follow. We got Pint Glass Football, Zach Davis. Sales OKC. He's the artist of the day. He's pinned the tag for those who are coming in later. Pint Glass Football, thank you for the hashtag Slay and Chill. Yes, sir. The sound booth is nice. I had to switch it up for him. We got Can Pro Properties. Can Properties, thank you very much. Ultra Instinct 444, thank you very much for tuning in. Lawrence Stephanie, thank you so very much for tuning in. Yep, Sam and Matt Talks. Thank you, Matt, for holding it down for us over there. Hunter, et cetera, thank you very much. Tez Arbertha, ooh, thank you so very much for tuning in. Tap in with me because we'll love to celebrate what you're doing when it comes to the real estate. Yeah, I think that's what Zach said y'all do. I'm just joking. tap in with me, give us a follow so we can send each other the messages. Yeah, we definitely was on some MMA stuff today. Irrefutable Mike, thank you so very much. Eastside right there, thank you. We got Coach Twan, the Don, thank you so very much. Tech Steph, yeah, Karen Donaldson, Javon Edmonds. Thank y'all for tuning in to Slay and Chill. We talk sports, life, art, and chill. Stay tuned. You don't know who we will have next. You feel what I'm saying? We Rolodex is on plenty, man. Like, book your tickets now. You feel what I'm saying? We already got September's almost getting full right now. So, well, actually, it's rather blank. So if you want your business or your what you do spotlighted, tap all the way in, man. Slide in our DM with a purpose. With a purpose. No OnlyFans. Actually, yes, some OnlyFans. I need somebody to come talk about what y'all are experiencing. So tune in. Thank you. I'm Archer Almighty, and I'm out.